This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, people like to shove things, I guess, through their nose. Remember the condom challenge? There was this girl that was on video. I guess it was not just her. Stuck a condom in the nose and then went into the mouth and pulled it out. And that was a challenge. It was called the condom challenge. I would say it's challenging enough to get people to wear them and use them. But we have another, it's not a challenge, but a viral trend. It's been going on since the summer. But because there's this cold, and there's these runny noses, and this cold that circulated through Las Vegas that was non-COVID, that, man, the nose just ran. It was a real runny nose. People are going back to this trend that they saw this summer online. And it started on TikTok with people sticking cloves of garlic up in their nose. I don't have any garlic to display that for you, but it looks stupid. Now, people get confused. Garlic comes in like, I think it's like a head of garlic that has all the bulbs. And then you take the bulb, not mince it, but you separate it, and then you have the little cloves. So I guess on TikTok, these young people were sticking cloves of garlic. And in one video, she said that she was able to stop her nasal congestion and help clear her passages. So as she put the clove of garlic in her nose, both sides, she sat there on the video. And then when she took it out, I guess all this stuff just came out and she videotaped it too. Gutsy. I don't think I would videotape my boogers. I mean, you guys see them, but I don't think I would do that purposefully. And I guess people think that that's going to help them with their nasal congestion. Now, I don't like to make fun of people too much. I said too much. Because I get it. When you have a runny nose, it sucks. So some people will go to Sudafed or they'll go and take an antihistamine. Even though you got to be careful because sometimes with sinusitis, the antihistamine can make it worse because you almost want it to run out. You don't want it to get dry and sticky and cement in the sinuses. But because histamine plays a role in it, people will use antihistamines. I get it. Nasocortical steroids. Some people will just stick Kleenex in their nose as like a tampon to suck up the drainage. But the reason why your body is doing that is your body wants to get the virus out. It's doing a downstream. And so even though you don't want your nose to crack, you don't want it to get into your lungs, you don't want the backup to get into the ears, one of the best things to do is actually let it get out. Let it, you know, I think we do too much in medicine where we're always trying to stop the symptoms. Like people will call saying, yeah, I've been nauseous, I've been vomiting for days, I need more nausea medicine. And like, maybe you're nauseated because there's something wrong. Maybe your body's trying to tell you something is wrong. And it's trying to reject it from the GI tract or prevent you from eating. Get yourself figured out. No, 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 I just need to control the nausea. And I get it. Sometimes we'll get these symptoms. But same thing with the nose running. The nose starts to run. And the immediate response is, we got to stop the nose from running. Put medicines in there. Stick garlic in there. And no, because, you know, let your body's defense mechanisms do what it needs to do. If the body wants to get a virus out and it's using a stream of nasal discharge, let it. So why is garlic a bad idea? Well, studies have shown that even oral garlic kind of inconclusive on if oral garlic helps fight infections. I like garlic in my food. I'll credit garlic, but actual topical garlic, it can irritate your nasal linings. And the problem is your source of congestion isn't in the nares. I mean, it's higher up. It's where the vessels swell. You get swelling of the sinuses, again, trying to block off and protect the body from the illness. You have the histamine release, the mast cells, the inflammatory response. Topical garlic application wouldn't help with that. So one, garlic can irritate the nasal passages. Two, it's not even really affecting what it needs to affect. Number three is you're putting stuff in your nose. Why are you sticking things in your nose? That's never a good idea. Unless, of course, it's a nasal corticosteroid, but that's a spray that you remove. But actually sticking and shoving objects up your nose, no doctor is going to recommend that. So what do we recommend? Well, what a lot of people don't realize is when you are congested and have a runny nose, put some warm packs on your face. Putting some warm packs really help you feel better, and it might actually help some of that congestion. You can also put cold packs on your face. Sometimes cold packs might cause some vasoconstriction. Don't do direct to the skin. Make sure you protect the skin so you don't frostbite your face. But cold packs could also help eliminate. Nobody does that. Nobody puts warm packs or cold packs on their face. You could do saline nasal rinses. If you really want to feel like you need to flush things out, you could do a neti pot. A neti pot flushes out the sinuses, but you've got to use sterile water. I don't want you using tap water because you could get amoebas up in there. I love hot showers. I'll stand in a hot shower if my nose is running because the steam helps. You could boil some water on the stove and just lean over it. Don't burn yourself. I mean, wait till the bubbles are down and just let it, you know, but you could breathe in steam. You can use a vaporizer, have a humidifier. Those things help. And then, of course, we do have the eucalyptus oil, essential oils. There are certain things that the aroma might actually help narrow down some of the, congestion and the rhinitis, we call it. There's a lot of other terms we use. But eucalyptus oil, that seems to help. Now, a lot of you will drink some Tabasco sauce. I think spicy food helps. I wouldn't overdo the spice, but I think if you do have something a little bit more spicy, that might also help clear up your nasal passages. And then, there was something else I was going to recommend on that note. Darn. What else was I going to recommend? There was the spicy food. There was the eucalyptus oil, acupressure. I think acupressure works as well, very well, so I would consider that. And then you got to hydrate. You have to hydrate because if you hydrate, that loosens the mucus and so it's not all dehydrated and sticky. And then if you need to, there's medications like antihistamines, pseudoephedrine, decongestants, and nasal corticosteroids. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD toll to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, is our producer today. Sorry about that. Hey, look, if Biden could do it, I could do it. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. It's because we had Jason yesterday, and then I got to also talk to Daniel, so we have Daniel and Jason. I'm just going to say thank you to everybody over there because they all rock at GCN. Even though we do need to kick the Vikings' butts this Sunday on Halloween because I'm a Dallas cowgirl. Well, I'm not a Dallas Cowboy. I wouldn't even make the team, but I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. Okay, let's get to some of your calls and your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Michael wants to know what happened with the drought status after the latest storm and rain. In Nevada, we didn't get that much. So in Nevada, not much. California, I think, got a lot more. They had that quote-unquote atmospheric river. They got dumped boatloads of water such that the 49er game had issues. And then the Saints, who did the Saints play? They were dropping the Seahawks. Seahawks game also had some issues. I didn't have money on that one, so it was okay. But the Saints won. So in California, I have to look it up, but I don't think what happened in just 24 or 48 hours did much in terms of their reserves. It's pulling up right now. The State Department of Water Resources compared the amount of water in select reservoirs across the state as of midnight October 25th to the capacity of each reservoir and to historic levels for the same date. The data shows that even after all of Sunday and Monday's rainfall, many of California's largest reservoirs are still holding less water than the historic level for this time of year. And that's usually what happens, because when it rains, yes, the reservoirs will collect, but there's a lot of runoff, there's a lot of waste. You know, when we need rainfall, we need it more consistent. You can't just get a few dumps a year. It's just not going to cut it. So I apologize. I wish I could be more optimistic about it. But they say California's 240 large reservoirs account for about 60% of the state's water storage capacity. Outliers include Millerton Lake in Central California, Lake Perry on the southern end of the state, both of which have more water right now than their historic average. So some of them are actually doing better than not. Or Lake Paris, if you call it that, Millerton Lake, but the other ones are still having issues. California's largest reservoir, the Shasta Lake, still only has 41% of the amount of water it would normally have this time of year and is only at 22% of its capacity. Lake Oroville, the next largest, is at 52% of its historic level of water and is at 27% of its capacity. So one of you had asked last week, what happens if we don't have enough water in Nevada or in Arizona or in California? What happens? Well, what does the government usually do? They spank and punish the locals and the loyal citizens, and they roll out the red carpet for outsiders. So as we're relocating hundreds of thousands of people, whether it be from Afghanistan, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, those that are currently in California or in Nevada or Arizona or any of these drought-stricken states are going to be dealing with water restrictions, fines, penalties. And that's my prediction, as we've been already threatened that if the water supply continues to drop, we're going to have to limit our water. Now, I live in Nevada. I love Nevada. I love that Nevada's, especially southern Nevada. I love that southern and northern Nevada are growing. People are fleeing California, coming to our wonderful state. But my taking a shorter shower or my not flushing the toilet, and if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down, is not going to do jack diddly squat if thousands of people are moving to Nevada each month. And so I don't know what the answer is. I'm not a water expert, but I do appreciate the I do appreciate the questions. If I get more information, I will let you know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a former Customs and Border Protection chief says this migrant caravan of thousands has, quote, no regard for the rule of law. He says security is a concern, and as we know, President Biden still has not visited the border. He is stumping for McAuliffe and, you know, the governor races that were seen in Jersey and Virginia. But meanwhile, we have a crisis coming. Border Patrol has asked for help, and I don't think they're getting the help they need. Now, they say in addition to Central Americans and Haitians and South Americans, there's also Africans that are coming in this caravan. The best time to try to come to America appears to be when there's big groups and there's going to be a lot of assistance and people trying to help, because there's kids and innocent people there that are going to sadly dehydrate, have medical conditions, be attacked, assaulted. And so many groups and charity groups want to be there to help. It just, America is not ready with all the things that they're currently you know, giving us citizens and residents to deal with, they're not ready to take on thousands more, especially after the Afghanistan debacle. So the former Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection fears the latest caravan of thousands of migrants currently trekking across the southern Mexico could spell major security problems throughout the United States' southern border. Mark Morgan told the National Desk on Tuesday that he expects the caravan, which consists of 3,000 Africans, Central Americans, Haitians, South Americans, and we believe it's more now, as people join, are going to get here in several weeks. They say when you have numbers like 1.7 million encounters at the border, the majority of those in the last 9 months, the Border Patrol is overwhelmed. This is something we've been saying. It's been something they've been saying. They say that's why we have large areas of the border wide open. This should concern all of us. And I get it. There's some Democrats out there that agree we probably need a wall. But they don't want to bring that up. And they feel their party is going to call them every name, call them racist, call them. But I wish we could destigmatize the wall. And that's sadly what the media and what, you know, liberals have done in terms of, and mind you, I appreciate some liberal ideologies. I really do. There are some campaigns and platforms of things that I do think are vital to our health, vital to our globe. But I can't stand when the liberals are being represented by people that are fascist or are socialist or are completely vilifying the other side. You could be conservative and still appreciate some liberal values. You could be liberal and appreciate some conservative values, but that's not what's happening. So when President Trump started to build a wall, rather than anybody, you know, speaking out who isn't a Trump supporter, saying, I get it, makes sense, go for it, people were going to be vilified. They were scared to say something. And I don't know how many Border Patrol agents are Republican or Democrat. I don't think it matters. But I think a lot of them wish there was a wall there. And so how do you decide if we need a wall? Well, what you do is you bring in the people that know the border. You bring in people that know what the hell is going on. We had President Biden, who never even went to the border, make a decision about the wall. You just don't do that. A doctor is not supposed to make a decision about a patient without seeing them and looking at the records. Maybe sometimes we'll give an opinion looking at the records, but we're not supposed to make a catastrophic, such a serious decision, a heavily weighted decision, without having some skin in the game, without having experience. And this complete reversal, and we're not going to build a wall when Border Patrol is trying to use their trucks to make a wall. Help these guys out. And Biden could say, look, guys, I don't want to hear it from MSNBC or CNN. I don't want to hear it that we're supporting a Trump policy. We need to build a border wall. He's not going to do it. Because then people are going to say, you see, Trump was right. Trump was right. The conservatives do it, too. And Trump was right. There needs to be a wall. And Trump echoed what the Border Patrol wanted. Trump echoed what most security experts suggest. They built a wall around the Capitol. But we can't have a wall on our border. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are rising again around the United States. The AAA national average for regular is past $3.39 a gallon, up a half cent from yesterday. It's been more than 4 weeks since prices fell. The lowest statewide average is $3.02 a gallon in Oklahoma. Gas in California, meanwhile, is up to $4.55 a gallon. Attorney General Merrick Garland in the hot seat. This time he's testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Garland once again asked about instructing the FBI to investigate parents' threats against local school board members.
Who in the Justice Department was responsible for drafting your polarizing October 4th memo?
I signed the memo, and I worked on the memo.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley. This is USA Radio News. A fourth straight poll showing a virtual tie between Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin just a week ahead of next Tuesday's election for governor of Virginia. The USA Today Suffolk University poll has McAuliffe at 45.6 and Youngkin at 45.2. More details are coming in regarding a mall shooting earlier this week in Idaho.
A development in the case of a mall shooting in Boise, Idaho that killed two people and left four other people, including a cop, injured. The Boise police chief says
our shooter, Jacob Berquist, in this incident has passed away from his injuries.
Police Chief Ryan Lee saying it's still unclear whether 27-year-old shooter Jacob Berquist died at his own hand or whether he died of wounds that he suffered in a gunfight with police. The chief also saying they don't know what the shooter's motive was. And in the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I like Big Macs. I love McDonald's. I don't have testicles, so I don't have to worry. But a study is suggesting that if you did eat a Big Mac and fries, your testicles could shrink, right? What the heck is going on there? Well, it's something we've spoken about on this show before, and it has to do with the phthalates. I love saying the word phthalates because I have a lisp, and you can't tell when I say phthalates. So, and I'm probably mispronouncing it. Probably just called phthalates, but it has a ph, a ph in front of it, so it's phthalates. So for those of you that like your Big Macs and you like your fast food, there could be hormones in them. And those hormones could affect your testicles. I don't have testicles, but maybe I do. So they say it's not just cholesterol, calories, or carbohydrates, but burgers, pizza, burritos are quote-unquote crawling with toxic forever chemicals. Researchers at George Washington University ordered dozens of items from McDonald's, Burger King, Pizza Hut, Domino's, Taco Bell, and Chipotle. And according to their analysis, they found phthalates, which are used to make plastic pliable, in over 80% of the samples. So these phthalates are plasticizers. We have them in multiple household products and industry products. We have them in our soaps, our shampoos, I think vinyl, all sorts of things. And our food is surrounded by plastic. So, like, you know how the coating, you know how there's coating in the fry container or on your drink? Or on your, and they do that so things don't stick. They, you know, a lot of, you can't just have paper products that touch water or touch grease because they thin and then they break. So they use these compounds in food packaging or containers or whatever to make them more durable. And sadly, those things leach. You know, I told you, one of the reasons why I think obesity is going up, one is because we quit smoking. Most of us don't touch cigarettes or we stop smoking. So now when we get hungry, we go and reach for candy, a snack, something else. Others have turned to vaping, which I wouldn't recommend. But for the most part, people are turning to food when they're hungry. But another thing I think is we're always around plastic. I have a filter at home. I don't like the Brita taste. So we have the reverse osmosis. I don't know what it's called, but it's a little faucet by the sink. And so I don't like that taste of the water. I prefer water bottle taste, although I don't like the Red Mountain one. I don't know what that's called. There's the one where it has a Red Mountain. I don't like the taste of that. I love the taste of Voss, but I can't afford it. It's not Aquafina, but there's one, Dasani. I love the Dasani water taste. I don't know why. And so here we are. This bottle could have been out of the heat. This bottle could have been an old plastic bottle. I don't know. But the plastic is in my water. So I'm drinking this. And what does your body do when there's something foreign or there's a compound? Well, it has committee meetings. If you thought there was a lot of red tape and bureaucracy where you worked, they're committee meetings. And the body's like, okay, what the hell is this? You know, do you guys recognize it? Bob, George, recognize what this is? No, I've never seen it. I've never seen it before. So they pause. Your metabolism basically pauses. And you think you're going to have great metabolism, you're going to burn energy. The body's like, wait a second. We need to figure out what the hell to do with this. We have these little balls, these little plastic things. We have some, this just doesn't seem right. So then the body has two choices. Either a body could evolve to digest it, evolve to absorb it, and figure out a way that it could have a advantage, an evolutionary advantage, or the quicker thing to do is we'll just dump it. Just dump it. But as it goes, right, you know, I mean, it could deposit. You know, we don't know everything we need to know about these chemicals. And as it's being dumped and it's going through the bloodstream and eventually getting to the kidneys, it might run into some hormones. And the hormone's like, hi. He's like, hey, what's up? And then the phthalates, right, and the hormones could kind of get it on. Well, the hormones are supposed to be doing stuff. The hormones are supposed to be, again, they're at work. They're not supposed to be flirting with the strangers coming into the body. And then the hormones don't, and I know you guys are thinking I'm making this all up, but on a biochemical level, that's what happens. And hormones are horny, I'm telling you right now. So if there's a stranger and you know, they look good, those hormones are going to stop doing what they're doing and they're going to be distracted. Not to mention other biochemical processes. They get distracted. And then some of the processes, you know, they're on their break. They just sit there and they watch and they go, well, let's see what that phthalate does. So you don't want phthalates in your body any more than we already have them. And so we picked the stuff up, and they have been linked to numerous health problems, cancer, liver damage, infertility, thyroid disease, asthma, disabilities, like learning disabilities, behavior issues, attention deficit, and here we go, smaller testicles. So people who are exposed to phthalates, according to Daily Mail, by ingesting foods and beverages that have contacted products with them, or they may breathe these particles in the air directly. So researchers looked at hamburgers, fries, chicken nuggets, chicken burritos, cheese pizza, based on the market share and best-selling items. My guess is they didn't look at the McPizza, because remember in the 80s, the McPizza didn't sell. But the Big Mac sells. I love Big Macs. Items made with meat had higher levels of phthalates. French fries and cheese pizza had the lowest, but I think they still had them. They said of the food they ordered, 81% contained a phthalate called DNBP, which has been linked to heightened risk of asthma. 70% contained DEHP, which has been tied to reduced fertility and other reproductive issues. So you don't want anything affecting your hormones, because you need your hormones to make a sperm. You need hormones to handle your menses. It's just bad if they mess with that. As concern over phthalates grow, alternative plasticizers have been developed. One substitute is called DEHT. It's in 86% of junk food, but we still don't know what the full impact of that is. So the burgers, McNuggets, milkshakes could come into contact with the phthalates and the replacement plasticizers anywhere along the food chain. So it could be the processing, it could be the packaging, it could be the plastic gloves, it could be any of those. So co-author Ami Zota, professor of environmental health at GWU, said the study raises concerns that low-income Americans and people of color, she says, are being disproportionately exposed to phthalates. And I have to tell you guys something. Okay, I go grocery shopping. When you see the prices of things now in the grocery stores, I mean, you know, $8 for, like, those chickens that you could grab and go. Okay, they used to be $6. I mean, that's a pretty big jump. And you go to Popeyes, and you can get a chicken sandwich for $3.99. And so, you know, if I want to make a meal, every time I go grocery shopping, I'm spending at least $100, $150. And that only really gets my family through a few days at the most. Somebody could go and drop $12 at fast food. So if that's the case, it's cheaper. So, you know, I wish there were cheaper ways to. I'm not sure what that was. That sounds like a fan. I don't know what's going on. I think it just blew some phthalates into the studio. So I'm going to hold my breath, because I don't want any phthalates. And if I do have any testicles, I definitely don't want them shrunk. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners who doesn't want to come on air and talk about it, I wish they could, got fired from their job, not because they refused the COVID vaccine, but it's because they had COVID. Now, I wanted to get more details, you know, on what was some of the surrounding issues. Was it, you know, was it just they had COVID? They took off their 10 days, came back to work, and the job was filled by somebody else. Was it that they took off 3 months for COVID? Was it, I'm not saying that's an excuse, but I'd like to get more surrounding details. When somebody gets, quote-unquote, fired for COVID, you know, that could be a lawsuit depending on what state they're in. In fact, there's a case right now where a North Carolina woman got fired because she had COVID. She needed to be on oxygen post her COVID, so she asked to bring the oxygen to work. and they candor. As a result, they were violating the Americans with Disabilities Act and, I guess, lost a lawsuit. Trimark Foodcraft has had to pay a $25,000 federal settlement because they fired a woman who asked to bring an oxygen tank to work to help her breathe. Foodcraft also agreed to train its staff on what qualifies as a reasonable accommodation under the Americans with Disabilities Act as part of a 2-year consent decree. That's according to the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Now, the big question I have with this is, why would an employer not want you if you had an oxygen tank? Is it because you can't wear the mask, per se, because you have to have the tubing? I mean, you could put a mask, I guess, over the tubing, but, and I'm not going to try to guess that, you know, why. It could just be they wanted somebody who could have been at their full capacity. I don't know. But I have heard of people firing those that weren't wearing a mask. Well, if you remember, the Americans with Disabilities Act was covered and expanded for those with post-COVID sequelae. So anxiety, depression, difficulty breathing. So you as an employer, we've discussed this on the show, if you as an employer have a mask mandate in your state, and you have an employee that can't wear the mask due to them having a disability, what do? You are not allowed to go against the Americans with Disabilities Act. If they can't wear a mask and they have a disability and they need an accommodation, you are required by law to abide. Yet, if you live in a city that has mandates and people call up the governor's office saying, this bakery, I don't see them wearing a mask, you get shut down. This is between a rock and a hard place, and still no guidance. No guidance. But you are not allowed to violate the ADA as an employer. If you do, you're busted. You're busted bad. So she needed an accommodation. She needed her oxygen tank. And she probably needed a loose-fitting mask or being able to not have as much of a restriction on her orifices, breathing orifices. If she got fired because of that, we need to rethink these mask mandates. Now, I'm not saying that's why she got fired, but this is something that employers are dealing with. So Jean Perry worked as an accounting clerk for the Trimark distribution facility in Winston-Salem. This is according to MSM. She was there as a temp placement agency. In December 2018, she was admitted to the hospital for breathing problems related to a disability. When she tried to return to work and asked to bring a personal oxygen device with her, she was fired. Oh, so this isn't COVID. This was back in 2018. Oh, okay. I thought this was because of COVID. All right. What do radio hosts do? Well, okay, let us extrapolate this. Okay, this was somebody, okay, who didn't have COVID back in 2018, unless maybe the lab leak happened before then. She needed oxygen. This exemplifies that employers have a duty to follow the Americans with Disabilities Act. Meanwhile, this was something I looked up when my listener said they were fired because of COVID. So my question to you all is, if you do get fired because of COVID, you need to, one, okay, you know, get your facts straight. I looked this up to try to see what legal precedence there was with firing after COVID, but she had this in 2018, so it wasn't COVID-related. My apologies. But if you believe you have lost your job and you believe it violates the ADA, you have a case. If you're in a state, though, that is a at-will state, that I guess you could be fired no matter what, as long as it doesn't violate federal laws, you know, it might be a little trickier if you don't have a disability, if you don't have another reason for that. The big issue that many people are wondering is, are the laws even applicable anymore? As there are many people who are African American, they have a lot of distrust of those individuals, distrust of the vaccines, and they're losing their jobs when their white coworkers get to keep their jobs? Does the ACLU step in to protect their jobs if they are, you know, descendants of victims of the Tuskegee experiments? You know, I mean, where are your civil liberties? Where are your accommodations for the Americans with, you know, Disabilities Act? And so, yeah, and, you know, maybe the listener is off. Maybe they got fired because they did a crappy job. And them being absent, a lot of times, guys, when you're gone from your job, and I'm not accusing this listener of that, but I can't tell you, whenever our staff took off an extended time, and we had to take somebody, we had to have somebody take over their duties, we would evaluate what they've done and where that staff person needs to carry it on. And when you look and you see they weren't doing their job, and they had lied about doing their job, and there's all these holes, that person probably doesn't get to keep their job because we just caught that they lied and they weren't doing their job. So that's another thing you need to kind of look at. You know, if you leave your job and they don't even notice you gone because the type of job you had done was you just kind of sat and watched the clock, you being gone for COVID, yeah, you might not have a job when you get back. But for those individuals who, you know, do take off a significant amount of time, and then they might have medical issues after COVID, employers are selfish. Sometimes they need to be. Sometimes they shouldn't be. But employers have to decide if you could work a full-time position. Employers have a barometer of, and they have a guideline of what that full-time position does. And if you have somebody that wants to return to their full-time job and they cannot work at that capacity, that employer takes a loss because they now have to hire two people to do your job. For the employer, it's easier for them to just then hire another person who can do that job. But what protects you and protects anybody with a disability is the Americans with Disabilities Act. That's what is supposed to protect you. Otherwise, nobody with a disability or a challenge would get hired. So, and many employers are under the wire of showing that they have that diversity and that they aren't discriminating. Sadly, though, employers are discriminating left and right based on these mandates. So somebody with asthma that doesn't really want to wear a mask, that can't breathe, I would suggest to you, go to your doctor and see if you do qualify for an exemption or qualify for something that would protect you under the ADA. I don't want anybody getting fired because of COVID, because of post-COVID, because of mandates. I don't want to see people fired. So if you do qualify for any of the government umbrellas of protection, you might as well look into it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.